أحسن reading the hadith that الدين النصيحة, that a Muslim's life must be such that he may give advice all the time in a suitable way, not that such that the people start keeping away from him, etc. In a suitable way he should give advice continuously. In the hadith, the first hadith in the chapter, that the deen is nasiha for Allah Ta'ala, for his Rasul, for the Kitab of Allah, etc. So further we read that advice in relation to Muslim leaders, nasiha should be to the leaders also, to the leaders of the Muslims at the time or before, when they were the Amirul Mu'mineen, etc. Or whoever are the leaders of the Muslims, they should be also given advice. What does that entail? Assisting them in matters of truth. That is, when they stand up for the truth, then assist them in those matters. Don't go against them, don't spread words against them, etc. But assist them in that matters of truth. Obeying them without disobeying Allah. And whatever commands they give, it is a duty according to our deen and sharia to obey our elders. But all this is on condition that it mustn't be in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Today, unfortunately, people are having, like for example, family reunions. And the basis of that, they say, is that the family must know one another, etc. That they must understand, have muhabbat for one another. And to have family ties, Sharia emphasizes it very much. But it is not at the cost of breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. That is very important. And we don't think of that. And if anyone doesn't want to take part in the wrong things, then we say they are breaking family ties. That is not breaking family ties. The law says, لَا تَعَاتَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. There is no obedience to the creation in the disobedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In the same way, people are saying that you must have peace with all people, all the Muslim leaders, you must have peace with all. To have peace is very good, but not at the cost of breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. If somebody is breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala, that takes preference and that comes first. In the same way, the words of unity are used, that you must have unity, don't break unity. And there are enough ahadith and commandments of deen which teach us that we should not have just unity, we must have unity, but also not unity on falsehood, not unity on wrong things, not unity where the laws of Allah have been broken. Unity is there where the commandments of Allah Ta'ala are being upheld. In there there is unity. So not the unity or in the wrong things. So in all these matters we must understand properly the implications of everything. Otherwise a person easily gets misled, and there are enough people who mislead others using these catchphrases that you must have unity, you must have peace, you must maintain family ties. Family ties and family reunions are such that man and woman all together are playing games, etc., mixing, talking freely with one another, and if anyone doesn't take part in that, then they say we are breaking family ties. So that is not the breaking of family ties. The laws of Allah Ta'ala comes first. So obeying them without disobeying Allah, advising them with kindness, and if they are, where necessary it is, where they make errors, everyone makes errors, nobody is perfect. And when we see somebody making an error, in a suitable way we should inform that person. And that person also then, he should have that amount of tawadu, humbleness, that if somebody brings to his notice something, for example, the trouser is below the ankle, and somebody brings it to your notice, then don't get upset with that. And that also should be done in a nice way. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to see somebody senior whose trouser, for example, is below the ankle, then he should make a general announcement, and he should say, all of us, let us check whether our trousers are above the ankles or not. So in a suitable way, this advice should also be given, and we should keep respect also in its place, and informing them of that which they are negligent. If nobody is perfect, there are many things that we overlook also. Though we think we are doing everything, but there are things that we are negligent about. So when somebody, even if they are senior, and they are negligent about something, some error, some mistake, then in a suitable, respectful way, we should bring it to their notice. And there should be that brotherhood amongst the Muslims that we accept when somebody informs us. So in this way, this is nasiha for immatul muslimin, the leaders of the Muslims. So this is also an important aspect of our deen. And in this way, we all can work together in order for the true deen of Allah Ta'ala to be established. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.